Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios on this Friday night right here in Houston. And as always, thank you so much for making a point to join us from 8 to 10 Eastern for the fastest 2 hours in radio. Once again, we have scheduled an outstanding lineup. We've got some NBA talk. We're going to preview opening day baseball and Final Four coverage. But let's start things off by going above the rim with our friend from Basketball Insiders. That, of course, is Steve Kuyler. He is back with us. Always enjoy his insight. And I know this is a very busy time of year. Welcome back, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And my first question tonight, because it's been a very big week of hoops, let's step back and reflect on Tuesday night, the NBA action. Your thoughts on Steph Curry's crossover, because I have to say, definitely, it was one of the best that I've ever seen in the NBA. He is just breathtaking to watch.
He really is, and he's a magician with the ball as well.
Yes.
And, you know, the phrase they use in basketball parlance is having the ball on a string. And he not only has the ball on a string, he just has such ability to change pace and direction. And that's really what separates the really good guards and the really great guards, is that ability to stop and turn on a dime. And Steph can do that as well as almost anybody in the league. And when you think about it, you know, early on in his career, he had some pretty nasty ankle injuries. You know, that really a lot of people were wondering how durable he was going to be in the NBA. So to see him not only just be able to break people down and really cross people over, you know, it's pretty impressive, not only as an NBA player, but just impressive in terms of, you know, with all of those injuries, to still be able to do that, it's really kind of an amazing thing.
You know, Steve, you talk about breaking people down. How about Chris Paul? I mean, my heart goes out for him. It really was embarrassing. And you're talking about one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah, Chris is such a special player, and I think the one thing that always stands out with me about Chris is, you know, remember that draft class, he wasn't the first point guard taken. You know, it was Darren Williams, and, you know, he is such an interesting person that really kind of explains who he is on the floor. I've never seen a player that really can just grab his own teammate by the jersey and kind of bark at him a little bit, and that guy could turn around and immediately do what Chris told him to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, normally in sports, you kind of see that's where teammates bicker back and forth. When Chris tells you to go right, you go right.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Steve Kuyler, of course, with Basketball Insiders. We are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's pause. Steve, tell all of our listeners across the country where they can go online and check out your work, because it is awesome.
Well, thank you for that. Certainly Basketball Insiders, you know, our team, we've got 17 contributors all around the NBA. And, you know, we're covering basketball 365, not only in the race to find out who's going to be the NBA champion this year, but we'll have the draft just around the corner. And, you know, we're finishing off some March Madness. So, you know, it's always kind of a fun time of year for basketball people, and that's what we do. And we like to think we do it as good as anybody in the business.
That's right. The playoffs are just around the corner. The MVP race, it continues to heat up. And I've said it so many times on my show over the past couple of weeks. I mean, I just absolutely love, appreciate the play, the production of Russell Westbrook. But I think right now at this point in the season, Steve, I mean, my MVP, it's going to go to Curry. I mean, he was impressive against the Clippers, 27 points, 4 assists. But to me, it's not just about as an individual what you're doing, but as a team and getting other players involved.
Yeah, there's such an interesting narrative this year. Normally, it's kind of you have one guy that's kind of the front runner, and then there's another guy, you know, who's going to kind of get, you know, maybe a little bit taken back by the process. But you just kind of look at this year's field. You've got Steph Curry, who's kind of way out in front, and I think he's way out in front for a couple of reasons. His team is playing so well. He's playing well. Was an all-star this year. It just seems like a magical season for Steph Curry. But then you can also make a really good case for Russell Westbrook. You think about, you know, where the Thunder were when he and Kevin Durant were out in November. They really struggled, and now they're kind of fighting, you know, to get into that eighth seed. You know, and it's really all been Russell. They're losing a guy basically every 7 days. They've lost Serge Ibaka. They lose Nick Collison for a while. Andre Roberson misses games. You know, but the one constant for them has been, you know, Russell Westbrook and being a triple-double machine. So there's a real, you know, argument for him. And then, you know, what James Harden has done in Houston has just been unbelievable. And you know, the one that I think probably is most underrated in this is LeBron James is having a great year this year, too. And you think about where that Cleveland team was also in November and just how disjointed and dysfunctional they seemed. Kyrie Irving's playing at a superstar level. That team is really clicking and gelling. You know, LeBron is calling plays on the floor, and you know they fixed all of those problems that seemed to be you know, really holding them back early in the season. And you know, he's not even getting talked about, and I think that should say a lot when you consider that, you know, he's a multi-time MVP, arguably one of the best players in the game, and his team's doing so well, might win the East. And we're not even talking about him as an MVP this year because of how crowded the field really is. It's going to be interesting to see how the voters swing this one because, you know, normally, like I said, you've got one guy who gets a lot of the votes and then another guy. The voting could be spread out in such an interesting way this year where, you know, it might come down to those 1 or 2 second place votes that really swings somebody into actually winning the award.
Hey, Steve Kyler with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As always, we are interactive. We love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always go online and listen to the entirety of this interview at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. One of the things we talked about last week on our show in regards to the MVP race, do you think it is the most compelling ever? I mean, it is amazing. I mean, here we were overlooking, you know, LeBron James. We're talking about three other players, and then LeBron, Obama, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Anthony Davis in the season he was having.
True.
You know, when you look at his raw statistics, you know, he should be in the discussion. His team hasn't won enough games to really make him a serious candidate. But this is as wide open as we've seen it in a really long time. And for a couple of reasons, I think we're really seeing some very special basketball, not only from an individual point of view when you have 4 or 5 guys that are legitimately in the discussion for MVP, but you look around the league and it's been a team effort for Golden State. It's been a team effort for Atlanta. I don't think anybody had either one of those teams sitting at the top of their respective conferences, you know, let alone being, you know, I think in Golden State's case, almost 10 games in front of the field. You know, the Hawks almost, you know, 8 games in front of anybody in the East. And, you know, it's really been very good basketball. And I think, you know, we're kind of, you know, I think sometimes it's cliche to say it this way, but we're really in a golden age of some very good basketball and on the cusp of seeing some very special players. When you look at how old James Harden is, you look at Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, you know, it's not like these guys are on the approaching the wrong side of 30. You know, these guys are still really young and very early in the prime of their career. So, you know, you're talking about a group of guys, and, you know, even Kevin Durant belongs in this discussion as well, is, you know, guys that could be competing for this type of postseason award for 5, 6, 7 years. And, you know, that's when basketball was really good, is when you think about Michael Jordan and kind of the head-to-heads of all of the superstars. We really do have some superstars in the NBA again, guys who transcend what they do on the court.
Basketball insider Steve Kyler with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside. The MVP race, it continues to heat up, and we're going to be talking about that right after this quick break.